Hello, this is Kenny Williamson, and welcome back to another episode of McKill's Deck Chronicles. In today's episode, we are going to be going over a little bit about what I've been hearing about, I'm sure you have too, and that is the fires over there in Maui. And what I have discovered during my research on these different fires in Maui, or this fire in Maui, is that a lot of things don't really seem to add up. And I'm sure, now if you're listening to mainstream news, you probably have no idea what I'm even talking about. But what's happened here recently is obviously there was a fire in Maui, and I have listened to and reviewed some footage from people that have been in Maui while this was happening. Now, these different things that have happened just don't seem to add up. And I was listening to a pastor talk about it the other day, and he thinks that possibly, you know, these different fires and things are result of God's punishment for the stuff they're doing over there. And a lot of the stuff they're doing is they worship false gods and false idols and all kinds of different things over there. And I forget their names, but they've got them that they worship over there. So possibly punishment. However, and it could be that. However, I think based on a lot of the things that's happened, I think it has more to do with a man-made issue. And I think there's a couple of three different things it could be. And I'm going to provide some videos and some voice on that here in just a second to kind of show you why I think this. But I think either, number one, it could be a land grab. And the reason I say that is because apparently lots of the buildings and stuff that burned were, let's say, insignificant, or to at least to the elites, insignificant. They were people's homes and stuff like that. But a lot of the big things, like the tree over there, the banyan tree or whatever it's called, that, you know, the 200-year-old tree that people go to see, it, you know, didn't burn. It's fine. So lots of trees. I've looked at a lot of videos on this, and the houses are burned, but the trees are not burned. Okay. And that would lead me to believe that if somebody wanted the land, you know, they know that the houses can be rebuilt. However, the trees may take years to be replaced, you know, may take 10, 20 years, especially this big tree that's, you know, 100 years old or 200 years old. You can't just replace that tree. It's like a landmark. So now you can burn everything around it, you know, but the tree's not burned. So I've looked at some of the different pictures that have been posted and videos, and, you know, you've got a steel framed building that's completely melted, and right next to it is a palm tree made of wood, doesn't have a scratch on it. So I live out in the country, and I've burned things for many years, and we've had woods catch on fire and everything, and I know how easily wood burns. So a tree is going to burn before a steel building is going to burn, okay, or a car. So I've looked at some of these other pictures, and there's a guy over there, and he's been filming this and uploading stuff to the internet as it's happening. And some of the weird things that happen, for example, like that morning, let's just throw this out there. So he says, and he lives there, and he's a real estate agent, and he says that morning before any fire, they lost electricity. All the electricity was shut off to Maui. Then all the water was shut off. Now, if you live in the city, you know that you can lose your electricity, but you always still have water because you have water pressure. You know, if you're not on a well, you have water. So in order for you to lose your water, the city must have shut it off. So that morning before the fire, all electricity shut off for no reason. Okay, they said high winds, but, you know, okay, so supposedly one of the guys was interviewed, and he said that they have nothing in place for that as far as the wind was not too high, so nothing was shut down. So all electricity, all water, okay, all cell phone service gone, all internet shut off. All this happened before the fire. Now, as this fire gets started, okay, and people start to notice there's something not going on, they go to, you know, leave the area, and the police has all exits blocked. So we've shut off all communication, so you don't know what's going on. There's no news, there's no phone, there's no water, there's nothing. So you decide you want to leave, and the police have the exits barricaded. So now you're not allowed to leave. And so then what they do is they turn you back into the town if you insist on leaving, right to where the fire starts. So supposedly, you know, all these people that burned up and died in this fire, they were routed back into the fire. Okay, so they weren't allowed to leave. Now, some people have filmed themselves actually forcing their way through the barricades, and of course they survived. And so, you know, it doesn't really add up to why all this stuff would be in place unless somebody knew the fire was going to be there and purposely started the fire. I mean, you don't, why and how does everything shut down prior to a fire? And why does the police come in and barricade all the exits? You know, obviously they didn't want anybody to leave. I wonder why that is. Well, maybe they want to condemn the land, which already, you know, the EPA has came in and said that there's petroleum now in all of the gas lines and water lines. Everything's full of petroleum. Don't know if they can ever get it out. Okay. And so now you're not allowed to rebuild or do anything on the land you own for at least the next 2 years. So, you know, we know that's going to, obviously most people can't wait that out if that was their home. So right off the bat, you've got a lot of weird things. Now, on top of all that, you have missing people. Okay. So, and I have a little deal here I can show you. Let's see if I can get this up. As you can see there, more than 2,000 children from the Lahaina public schools are still missing after this wildfire. Okay. So I want you to think about that for a second. People are routed back in. They're not allowed to leave. Now, keep in mind, the guy that's giving these orders to do this is a chief of police, and I don't have his name. I don't have his name written down here. I forgot to write it down, but he's the same guy that was over Las Vegas whenever they had the shooting over there. I think it was in 2017, when they had the shooting at the concert, okay, and the guy that supposedly did the shooting was shooting from a hotel so far away. Same thing happened there. The people that were able to tell what happened, okay, very first thing, all their cell phones and everything were all, you know, they lost service. All of a sudden then, of course, now at the end of it, all their cell phones were taken from them. So they weren't allowed to have them. But some people that survived it said, you know, that they went to run to the exits and they had the police or security there and had already chained up all the exits where you couldn't leave. And they also said that there weren't shots coming from anywhere from a hotel. There was people running around right there in the concert doing the shooting. So another big cover up, something doesn't add up. Okay. The people locked in, and then the people that got out, their cell phones were immediately confiscated. And a lot of these people that tried to come forward and say what happened, you know, they died. They committed suicide or they died in a mysterious car accident. Just right after. So their stories never were told, and the news just says, you know, of course the news is in on it, so they're not going to report it. But the guy in charge of this whole fiasco then is the same guy now. Now he's in Hawaii. Okay, not only is he the policeman, but he's also the coroner. So if a person like that is in charge, who's obviously corrupt, obviously a liar, can you believe anything they say? So if they come up and say, oh, we found these bodies and, you know, they're burned up, and the coroner says this is what they died from, can you believe a word they say? I wouldn't. Okay. So not only do we have that here, now we have celebrities like The Rock, Dwayne Johnson. Okay, we've got him over there. We've got Oprah Winfrey over there. Okay, now they're wanting to raise money now for these people over there, you know, in Maui. Now, think about this. They're over there. Oprah is worth somewhere between 2.5 and 3.5 billion. Dwayne Johnson is supposedly worth over 800 million. So lots of money here. And they have set up a fund, and they want people like me and you to pay for this. Now, they have went on there, and The Rock has got another video out where he's, you know, he says it's all about the money, the money, the money. We need money, money. And of course, that's what Oprah says. Oh, it's the money. We need to get this money. You know, we got to get this money. And they have pledged $5 million apiece. Okay. Well, at first, when you first hear it, they're like $10 million is what we've pledged. So you're like, oh, $10 million apiece. Now they have pledged $5 million apiece. That's $10 million total. Now, pledging to give the money and giving the money is two different things. They haven't given anything yet, okay? And they've also pledged to give this money, okay? They've pledged to give it, but they want you to donate to this fund, okay? Now, this fund actually goes into a, and I'll show a video on this here in a second, but it goes into a fund that's actually controlled by some type of a media company, the same media deal that they work for themselves. And now they're paying themselves, not Dwayne, but the people that are running this media thing that are accepting these donations, they're paying themselves like $3.5 million a year, you know, in salaries. So that's going to come right off the top, of course. So, but what we're dealing with here are people who, you know, Dwayne and Oprah, they're satanic, okay? It's been speculated that Oprah, because I'm going to show some videos just to kind of show you guys this stuff. But number one, Oprah, she thinks all roads lead to heaven. She does not even believe that you get to heaven through Jesus Christ, like the Bible clearly teaches. She teaches false doctrine, okay? The Rock, he's basically openly admitted, you know, I would say openly admitted, by the things that you say, he's a Luciferian, he worships Satan, okay? He talks about, and there's way more videos than this, and I'm going to show some of them, but there's way more. He talks about, on film, you know, molesting children, and makes it into a joke. And he also, so of course, Oprah, you know, she went like, I don't know, like it's 2009, went and started a school, okay, down in South Africa for girls. Now, this school has got all kinds of problems. And some of the kids have just flat up and disappeared, just missing. They're all missing. And Oprah has went from her little school down there in South Africa with her private jet. She's went from there to Epstein Island at least 11 times that they know of. Okay, so we know what happened on Epstein Island, right? We know what this is all about. It's all about pedophilia and child, you know, everything they're doing. They're taking these children and selling them out as sex slaves or whatever else they're doing, possibly even eating them. I know that sounds ridiculous, but I've had a whole bunch of different videos I've seen. They basically openly admit it on camera. But here's the thing. When you openly admit something like that, you throw some laughter in with it, and you get the crowd to laugh. I'm sure that the crowd has got a, you know, they've got a big deal there that says laugh, laugh. And so all the crowd goes, ha, 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 ha. And so you add a laugh track to what you're saying, and all of a sudden it's a joke. It's no big deal, especially if you're a celebrity. So, you know, if you or me went somewhere and said, oh, yeah, I murder children and eat them, people would be like, you're a crazy psychopath. But if you're one of these guys and you can get on camera and say, yeah, I murder and eat children, and I you know, I put their blood on my face. It's okay. It's okay. Nobody cares. Nobody even looks. Nobody even looks into any of this stuff. So you don't believe me? I've got a video here. I've got more than one video here. This one here, we're going to start off with The Rock. Okay. And this particular thing, he's done a lot of Saturday Night Live things, obviously. And this particular one, he was doing a Saturday Night Live thing. And the skit was something to do with male, some kind of a male, you know, ED dysfunction type thing. Okay. Has nothing to do with Satan or anything. Has to do with taking like Viagra, something like that. And, but he has to throw the Satan in. So let's see what it shows right here. Okay. Let's back this thing up back to my, back to where we need to be here. Can't remember what the room. Oh, here it is. Let's back this up here. Okay, let's listen to this. Right. Light back. So, in case you did not catch that, this is, I'm going to roll it back one more time here, back a little further. This is a, you know, it's him advertising a fake product on Saturday Night Live, kind of like Viagra, and he's talking about how it makes him feel and all that. It's all sexual. It's just, it's debauchery. It's all filth, everything he says. However, in the middle of this thing, talking about this erectile dysfunction, okay, he just throws in Hail Satan. Just looks at the camera and says it. Let's watch it again here.
Gave me my life back. Hail Satan.
So there he is. Yeah. So, and I've said this in another podcast, a podcast a long time ago. I believe that some of these celebrities, well, I believe that all celebrities, if they are a household name that everybody knows, then they are being controlled by Satan. Okay. You do not become a billionaire and practically a trillionaire and a multimillionaire and do this kind of stuff without some kind of help, supernatural help. You just don't do it. I mean, we know as Christians that, you know, earth is being controlled by Lucifer. Lucifer in the Bible is called the prince of the air. Okay, this stuff is being put out over the air. Okay, satellite transmitted. Internet, it's the air. There, everything that's happening here is put out by the air. So the one controlling the air is Satan. So I believe that these superstars are at times required to mention Satan. Okay, because I know if you were a normal person, okay, I don't care if you're saved or not. I mean, I know lots of unsaved people. I was unsaved. Okay, I was unsaved for 20 years. Okay, I never once went around and started saying, Hail Satan, you know, in the middle of a sentence. Let's talk about cars. Oh, and by the way, Hail Satan, and blah, 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 blah. Who would do that? I mean, I don't even know an unsaved person that would do that. In fact, most people who aren't saved, who don't believe in God, why would you believe in Satan? If you don't believe in God, the creator, why would you believe in Satan? Keep in mind, you're getting this information from the Holy Bible. Okay? The Holy Bible is what talks about God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit and Satan and Lucifer. Okay? It's all the same thing there. Okay? The dragon. Okay? We started off as Lucifer before you were kicked out of heaven, and now you're called Satan. So, it's the same book. So don't tell me you don't believe in the Bible or you don't believe any of this stuff, but now you're saying Hail Satan. Okay. It doesn't make any sense. So why would somebody like this be doing that? Well, let's see what kind of guy he is. Let's take a look at this right here. This is also a commercial, okay, that came from Saturday Night Live. And I understand, you know, it's Saturday Night Live. I used to watch Saturday Night Live, and there were some funny skits on there. But, you know, you can draw a line between funny and possibly something else. Okay, well, let's see what this one says here.
And for the most evil invention in the world contest, I invented a child molesting robot. I call it Robo Chubba.
How do you even build a child molesting robot?
Well, that's a great question. What you do is you start by building a regular robot, then you molest it and hope that it continues to the society.
Man. So I'm going to pretend I'm a scientist, and I can't find anything funnier to talk about than I'm going to build a robot that molests children. That's what I'm going to build. I mean, you couldn't have said, you know, something about that walks your dog, that gets you drinks. There's a lot of things you could build a robot for, you know, and probably some pretty funny things. You rub, you know, maybe something adult related. Oh, no. We're going to build our robot to molest children. Now, of course, that's so funny. Well, how are you going to get your robot to molest children? Well, I'm going to molest the robot and then hope. I'm just going to hope that it continues on. How funny. Oh, that's just so funny. Now, He goes on in another interview, which is not Saturday Night Live, and I'm not sure exactly where this is at, but you can Google this and find this, where he's talking to a child, obviously from another country, because the kid doesn't understand English. And let's see what he has to say to this kid.
I eat children. How old are you? 12. Okay, only 10. Children in my lineup.
Oh, I only eat children under 10 with pineapple. How funny. Oh, that's just so absolutely so hilarious. Now, it might be hilarious. However, you know, he's hanging out with a woman who has a school in Africa. The kids keep coming up missing. He's hanging out with a woman over here in Maui who's taken trips to Epstein Island before Epstein killed himself. Okay, I'm using air quotes if you can't see this video. He, air quote, killed himself. Okay, same guy. Of course, okay, no, there's nothing to see here. There's nothing to see here. You know, I mean, they're all innocent. They're all innocent of all of it. So let's find out a little bit more about Oprah. Here, okay, I have a video here, and this is from a while back, where, you know, she's on her show, and she wants to talk about Christianity or whatever she wants to talk about, but the problem is Oprah's got it all wrong. You follow what Oprah says here, you go straight to hell. Let's hear what she has to say here. Let's get that up here.
And you can choose between one or the other.
Most absolutely.
She's talking about good and evil here. We're always walking in the direction of one or the other, that all of your actions in life, either you're moving toward the darkness or you're moving toward the light. She calls it fear and love. There's this wonderful book, which talks about one of the points it brings out is one of the mistakes that human beings make is believing that there is only one way to live, and that we don't accept that there are diverse ways of being in the world, that there are millions of ways to be a human being, and many paths to what you call God.
Wow, many paths to what you call God. Millions of ways. Now, the book she's reciting from, I mean, like she said, the thing in the book that's telling you this was a gorilla. Okay, just keep that in mind. So she's clearly not reading the Bible, is she? No, she's reading a book that's being dictated to you by a gorilla. Now, she's going to sit here and tell you that there isn't one way to heaven Oh, no, no, no. There's not only one way, like the Bible says, through Christ Jesus. Nah, no, no. There's millions of ways. Any way you want. Let's see what else she says here.
That her path might be something else, and when she gets there, she might call it life. But her loving and her kindness and her generosity brings her to...
Her loving, her kindness, and her generosity is going to bring her into this. You know what that's called? That's called works. That's called a works-based religion, which the Bible specifically says doesn't get you there. So no, being loving and kindness and all that stuff, sorry, it don't work. The only way to heaven is through Jesus Christ. I'm sorry, but that's what the Bible says. Kenny here, he didn't write the Bible. It's not up to me. I mean, I'm just a man. I mean, I might, if it was up to me, I might say, man, you were such a good person. Come on in. But it's not up to me. Scripture tells you what's required, and this ain't required. Okay. And yes, you need good works once you're saved. Of course. Of course, you're going to have good works once you're saved. But these good works she's talking about, nah, that ain't working. Well, let's hear what else she has to say.
The same point that it brings you, it doesn't matter whether she called it God along the way or not.
The danger that could be in it, I mean, it sounds great on the onset, but if you really look at both sides,
there couldn't possibly be just one way. What about?
There couldn't possibly just be one way to heaven. Are you crazy? There just couldn't possibly be. I mean, I'm over here worshiping Satan and getting rich. You see how smart and rich I am? There couldn't possibly. Psh, psh. It's not just one way. Ah, nah. Let's see what some of the audience thinks.
What about Jesus?
What about Jesus? So we have a lady in the crowd that has her head screwed on straight and is willing to stand up for Jesus. So I applaud her for that. She's willing to actually say the truth. No, the Bible says there's only one way to heaven, and that is through Jesus Christ. Anything else is fake, okay? It's not real. And here we've got Oprah, wonderful. She's going to sit and argue with her. It's not, can't possibly be. It can't possibly be. Well, of course you wouldn't think so when you're not a Christian. Of course you wouldn't think so if you don't open your Bible and read it, and when you're clearly worshiping the devil, you know, and you've got a, you know, all kinds of weird stuff going on with your school. Now, Maui, I wonder if we can tie Oprah, her land grab over there. You know, she owns over 2,000 acres on Maui, or on maybe not right there at Maui, but right there surrounding it in Hawaii. She owns a bunch of land, 2,000 acres. Her land didn't get touched, of course, you know. Her land didn't get touched. And somehow the fire happens and they won't even allow press in. They won't allow family members to come in to check on their people, but they allow Oprah to come in. Imagine that. Who is she that she gets to go to the island when nobody else is allowed, not even the news? Makes you wonder, huh? What's she doing there? Well, maybe she wants your land. Ever thought of that? Maybe, you know, earlier on the 2,000 children missing? You know, maybe she can be tied into that somehow. Maybe she wants your land and your kids. Maybe she's got them both. And this would be perfect. This would be a perfect cover, wouldn't it? You know, let's have a fire destroy your land. You can't afford to rebuild, or we'll make sure that you can't afford to rebuild by not allowing you to, or whatever. And I'll just take that land at a highly reduced price. I mean, it's not any good. Everything's burned off on it, and you can't even use the water anymore. The EPA says, you know, your water lines are full of petroleum, so it's junk to you. But I promise you, as soon as I get it, that petroleum will disappear, and I'll put up something right there. I'll own it all, maybe. Oh, and by the way, I've got ties to child molesters and pedophilia all over the world. I'm probably supplying them or helping. And I've got a big ranch over here, 2,000 acres that, you know, I don't know what's going on over here, but don't look at this over here. And all your children are missing. Sorry, but I'm right here. Oh, give me your money. Give me your money. I'm going to start up a fund. And after all these millions come in that I'm anticipating, we're going to give you a check. Guess what that check is? $1,200 a month, according to their website, according to their little fund website. Well, that's the same amount as the STEMI check. Wow. I wonder if that's a coincidence. We're going to give you $1,200 a month. We're going to raise millions, but we're going to give you $1,200 a month. Now, what good is that going to do? What good is $1,200 a month going to do? You know that FEMA's down there right now, and they've got eyewitnesses that has seen FEMA. They're staying in a hotel down there on the other side of the island or wherever it's at over there that Bill Gates owns. $1,000 a night is how much they're paying. Our tax dollars are paying for these federal people to stay in Bill Gates' hotel. It didn't get touched, by the way. It's perfectly fine. Don't worry. Any of the billionaires over there, they didn't get a scratch. In fact, they're saying now that, you know, before the fire even happened, somehow Oprah had her own private firefighter stationed around her house. What a coincidence. Wonder how she knew. You know, obviously she doesn't believe in Jesus Christ, so we know he didn't tell her. So who did? And not only that, now we have, not only that, excuse me on that, now we have, she says she's got security all around her property. So any of these people here, you know, that are down and out and can't eat or anything like that, well, they're not getting on her property. They ain't getting anywhere near her. So this is the kind of people you're dealing with. So she's really wanting to help. Really wanting to help. Now let's take another look at this video here. I found this one pretty interesting, and it discusses a few of the things that we might be dealing with here.
Okay. There is a mass child trafficking scheme happening in Maui right now. Do you see this right here? Over 2,000 children are missing in Lahaina right now. Yes, 2,000. This might just be the most disturbing video that I've made. In a previous video, I talked about how Oprah Winfrey owns an avocado farm, and I later linked that to being code for a child breeding farm, where celebrities take children, breed them, make them have babies, and then sell them on the black market for a high price. Oprah's avocado farm is in Maui. Not only this, but she is the leading celebrity speaking out about Maui. Do I even need to bring up her involvement with Epstein and Epstein's Island and her being on the Lolita Express, or that she literally had an ankle monitor on during the time that people were actually being investigated back in 2020? What about her involvement with Marina Abramovic, the spirit cooker, or even the fact that Oprah is friends with Harvey Weinstein?
Let me repeat this for you guys. There are 2,000 children missing in Lahaina. 2,000 children that are probably being trapped right now, being made into avocados of sorts. Now I'm just the messenger on this, but I don't even think that we need to add a call to action here. We know what we need to do. The question is, do you have the guts?
I think that there is a mass child trafficking scheme happening.
So, yeah, once again, so, you know, I don't know all about the avocado stuff, but I do know I saw pictures of Oprah a long time ago, which, you know, that were being circulated, where she did have something on her ankle that did look like an ankle monitor, like they would put on you from the police, you know, the GPS locator. Now, I don't know if that was what that was or not. You know, we don't know what's going on with these elites, you know, and these billionaires. We'll never know. But you can only get so many coincidences put together before, I mean, how can you have this many coincidences? Okay. And it's not just her. There's a bunch of them involved in it. She just happens to be the one with the rock right now that are going on begging for money, trying to get you to finance them. So what are they going to do? Let's say that they gave $5 million apiece, really, that they actually give the money. I don't know that they will. I'm sure they owe that and more in taxes. So then what they'll do is they'll say, well, hey, I gave the $5 million to a charity. So they're going to get as a tax write-off, instead of having to pay it, they get credit for it as a tax write-off. I mean, they're going to win all the way around. They're going to end up probably with a property and who knows what. And you can't tell me for a second those people are actually going to get the money from this thing. I mean, it's funny because, and I don't have the video here, but you watch the video of those two and they're like, we didn't know what to do. We really didn't know what to do. And we watched a video with Dolly Parton and she actually gave money to her community. So we thought, wow, give money? We never thought of that. You know, these people are completely, totally burned out of their homes and can't go back. And, you know, I'm worth almost $4 billion between the two of them, $5 billion. We never even thought about giving any money to anybody to help our neighbor, to help our community. You know, supposedly The Rock, he's supposedly from Hawaii and was too poor. And, you know, and they got kicked out of something because they were so poor when he was growing up. You know, you'd think he would have the desire to help somebody. Well, he says, oh, well, you know, I'm going to pledge $5 million, but you need to give the money. Okay. And we're going to try to see this money gets in these people's hands. Well, have you ever thought about just giving them some money since you're standing there? Why does it have to go through this entertainment company in order for these people to get these $1,200 a month checks? Why don't you walk downtown and see the people crying on the street with their kids burned up or missing? Why don't you hand them some money? Well, see, you can't get all the glory for that. You can't get a tax write-off for that if it doesn't go through these certain channels and all these people get paid, all your buddies get paid millions of dollars. And I think it showed on there, you know, the guy running this deal here, you know, that's collecting the money. Well, he gets paid $475,000 a year, and then it goes down from there. But there's a whole bunch of them that get $100,000 a year. And so basically, no matter what, it was like $3.5 million of all their salary. That's just their salaries, not anything else, is immediately going to sponge. They're going to immediately going to sponge up almost $4 million. And it doesn't matter what, if people really gave $10 million, $4 million that was going to get sponged up by their salaries and then all of their expenses. So do you think a dime of it's ever going to get to these people? You know, it's not. Oprah and The Rock and all them, they don't care about that stuff. They don't care about these people over there. They care about that almighty dollar. And that's why they're begging you to give them money. Some of the richest people on the planet are begging you to give them money. I mean, just let that sink in. So anyway, you know, I've got a lot of other stuff, you know, I could say about this thing here that I've got written down, but I'm going to leave it at that. But I'm going to tell you right now, for those listening who don't understand, Oprah's wrong. There is only one way to heaven, and that's through Jesus Christ. And if you believe anything these demonic, devil-worshipping celebrities say, they will send you straight to hell. Now, they're going to be in hell, too. Okay, they are going to hell. They just don't know it. Either they're too dumb to know it, or the money's blinding them. Okay, I mean, at some point, somebody demonic in nature, Luciferian, has offered them fame and fortune. And that fortune, once you get that kind of money, what else is there? Once you've amassed almost $4 billion, what else is there? Well, apparently, the only thing left is buying and selling children and drinking their blood and trying to extend your own life. I mean, because, you know, she's probably, 50 years old or 60? I don't know how old they are, but you don't live forever. Okay, so who's going to get all that money when you die? So I've noticed a lot of these celebrities and stuff, all they think about and stuff is staying young and looking young and doing everything they can for the youth. It doesn't ever work for them. They're still going to die. Okay. And they're going to die. And eventually they're going to stand before that judgment seat there, God. And they're going to have to explain, you know, all these children and all the stuff they've done and all these people that have been murdered and killed and in the process of this, so they could live on their 2,000 acre ranches in Hawaii and so they can be billionaires. You know, anyway, I digress on that. But Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven. The Bible says it, and that's all there is to it. And what the Bible says, it's the gospel. Literally, it is the gospel. So, hey, if you like this, share it, subscribe, whatever you want to do. You can get in touch with us at mckillsdebtchronicles.org, kennywilliamson.com. My email is truthseekers2012@gmail.com. So just give us an email. We would love to hear from you. So thanks for listening. I hope this helped you. If it did, like I said, you know, just like and share it, and I would appreciate it. Thanks again, and God bless you.